You got motion if you own a bitch. You got motion if your mama out the trenches. You got motion if you in school for a bitch. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another installment of Millennials in Motion, where y'all already know we give y'all that real, relatable, and entertaining spill on adulthood from the Black Millennial perspective. And it's a special day today. Do you guys know why it's a special day today?
Why is it a special day?
It is a special day because it is R25's 3 year.
Do your homework on R25. Yeah. I'm
gonna sit this one out.
All right, y'all. But yeah, if you don't know, it's your boy Molly Maw from the 305, aka Brink. Y'all know who I am. Who else in the studio, bro?
What's going on, y'all? Y'all know what it do, what it don't, what it is and what it ain't, and what's gonna be. You feel me? It's your boy Ryan, coming from the only place where we juke and jive on I-95, Broward County, Florida, baby. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Easy Breezy Brianna J, and we back in the studio, and we not finna play.
What's up, y'all? It's NJ, your favorite Broward Bay.
Okay. We got a special guest in the studio, man.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Deant. You know, it's been a little minute since I've been on the mic. I can't lie.
Tell the people where you from, what you got going on, brother.
Yeah, I'm from PG County, Maryland. You know what I'm saying? A young Black man trying to make it in life, you know?
Real.
Mr. DeAnthony, are you celebrating a 3 year today?
Yes, sir.
Type. Okay. What tribe are you a part of?
R25, good brother.
type, for sure. But yeah, man, how's everybody been?
I've been better. But I'm here with you guys, so yeah.
Chilling, can't complain.
That's real. No exciting updates, no nothing.
I will say I'm getting to that point in the semester where I'm starting to just
be done.
Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have 2 papers due for the same class and a newscast. We finna start for newscast. And an enterprise story. She want 10 sources. What? Mm-hmm. Tripping.
10 sources?
10 sources.
For one story?
For one story.
That's actually insane.
When is the story due?
How long is this story supposed to be?
Story.
Like 1,500 words.
So, I mean, yeah.
So, that's like 100 words per source. It's not too bad.
That's crazy.
I got capstone next week.
Woo! How's that been going?
That's right.
Okay.
Well, Ryan, go ahead and reel us in.
So the first discussion I really wanted to get to is on the topic of control. And do y'all feel like y'all have more peace or freedom when y'all life trying not to have control or anything, or more so trying to have control of everything in your life, and kind of how does that look from different layers and perspectives?
I'm gonna simplify your question. I see what you're asking.
You know, I just gotta give the full detail.
So Ryan is asking, do you go about your life living freely, like everything just is, it is what it is, taking things as they come, or are you more of a micromanager and rather plan things out?
Me personally, I am definitely a person, like, I like to plan stuff out. And I've learned, like, the hard way that's not really the best way to go about things. Because off the top of my head, the one thing I remember was my 21st birthday. I threw, like, a pool party. And I had everything planned out to a T, and it just was not going right. And my whole, like, mood was messed up. Like, I was upset. So then at that moment, I really learned, like, I just gotta, like, let it be what it be. Like, stop. I told myself to, like, stop trying to plan things ahead of time, like, on tight schedules, because depending on who you're with, people don't really rock like that. Yeah. If you know what I mean.
You people.
Like, you can't really depend on everybody to go the way you're trying to go.
I feel that. I think that's more of a woman thing, if I'm being honest, in my opinion. Like, women try to, like, plan things out to the T. As with, like, guys, we kind of just be like, hey, it is what, like, we just going, like, when y'all go out, like, when y'all go out, y'all be like, okay, we finna go here, we finna hit this club, after this club, we finna go get dinner here, then after we go get dinner, we gonna stop by this place, take pictures, then we go, guys, it be like, what we doing tonight? Shoot.
Day of, let's figure it out.
Literally day of, what time?
In the car.
In the car, like, what we finna hit? Hey, all right, let's go there. So then we go there, then from there, as we're talking, we probably be like, bro, we should hit. And then that's just how I go. I feel like women kind of are a little bit more micromanagers.
Yeah, I agree with Nyla. I'm more of a I have my life planned out for the next 3 years type of person. And I expect it to go that way. And when it doesn't go that way, I get really frustrated and irritated. And it just ruins my whole life.
So what do you do in those moments when you're completely frustrated and in distraught?
I get frustrated and irritated. I just... crash out.
I'm saying, how do you recover? You
crash
from that?
Out. Immediate crash out.
You should be left alone in that moment. Yeah, I just give me some space.
I just need to reevaluate the next plan. Like, what can I do now to do better and plan something else?
I feel it.
But I don't know. Like Nyla said recently, things have really been kind of spare of the moment. Like, I have the big events in my life planned out. Like, I know after college, I want to get a job. I don't know what the job might be, but I know I need to get a job. I know I need to get an apartment. I know I need to move out, stack some money. All that good stuff.
That's real.
Yeah, so basically you saying, do we kind of like operate just like,
like, you know, do you plan out, you know, your day-to-day life or like trips or like how do you
feels
go
more
about,
free flowing? What feels more comfortable to you?
Are you more of a go with the flow kind of guy, or you know got a strict agenda? Yeah, an itinerary or agenda, stick to it.
I'd say I'm probably more of a go with the flow, just because like I've tried the whole itinerary method and kind of like what y'all saying about getting upset when things are not going the way it's supposed to. That's kind of how I was. And like, I seen the kind of like stress it was, you know, causing me. Thought process was kind of like to not like completely not care about something, but just not put that much like care into things. Kind of just go with the flow so that, like, you know, I can't really, you know, get upset about anything like that.
Yeah, I understand that. That's really how I be. Like, I feel like when it comes to life, you can never really have too much, I ain't gonna say expect, like, I don't know. I don't go through life with too much expectation, and I don't live life with regrets, if that makes sense. Like, I kind of feel like everything is supposed to happen for a reason. So even when you try to plan stuff to an exact T and it may not go the way you have planned, I just feel like that was fate, because it was bound to go that way. So that's why I just kind of tend to stick with the go with the flow kind of thing.
I don't have any regrets, though. Like, what happens, happens, but...
That's real.
I feel like, honestly, like, I think because we're so used to setting standards up in our life, we feel like there's a particular way that is right and wrong in how we live because how we want to live our life. But I think we have to realize everybody lives on different frequencies. You feel me? It's like, no matter how much you care about one thing, there's another person in the world who, that's their last concern.
That's,
you know,
Sandra.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, regardless of the fact, it's like, no matter how much control you try to have of your whole life or how your life navigates, in some way, shape, or form, you can't have all that control. None of us have that power. So it's like, what do you do in those cases?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Bree said that's Sonder. So, guys, if you don't know, take a moment to actually learn yourself a new word. Sonder. S-O-N-D-E-R. Sonder, basically, in Molly Mall's dictionary.
I was going to say, don't give the urban dictionary version.
Yeah. In Molly Mall's dictionary, it means basically like the outward observation that everybody lives their own experience in life. Mm. And everybody has an individual perception on what's going on around them.
Do you think that's why Brett names himself Sonder? Random.
Yeah, that's where.
That's exactly why he.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I believe in Sonder, and of course, you know, everybody has their own world. But at the same time, some people think that it's selfish when people think that they're the main character because of Sonder. But I don't think I believe in that.
Nah, I don't think it's selfish. I think honestly, if you want to be good in anything, you have to look at yourself as the main character.
But they'll be like, oh, you can't be the main character when everybody else is living their own life and they're the main character in their own story, so we all have to work together.
But you're not worried about the next person. You're worried about yourself.
I feel like we can all be main characters.
Right.
Yeah.
We can all be main characters.
Too many people trying to put other people down.
But you're
you
not a main character in my story.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. You not in mine. Yeah. So it's like, it is what it is.
Well, I won't even say
but
that.
But we're all primary. You're a I would like to say we're all primary characters.
Yeah, we're primary characters.
That's what
characters.
I say. You're not a...
We're not NPC, you know?
Yeah.
It's like oh, Molly Wong came on the show today.
When I stop in the at the red light, the dude to my left, I don't know him.
Yeah, so he's, like, that's he's, like, yeah he's an NPC.
And
he's
that's
a
what
bot.
They say. You're not supposed to think of people as NPCs and bots because they're their own person.
I mean, they are. But just in retrospect, you know, it's just like when you don't know nothing about that person or those people.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They want you to start thinking that, like, at home, they have a mom and a dad and a wife and a husband.
Yeah.
So to what point am I supposed to think about that? Or why am I supposed to think about that?
I guess when it comes to, like, making irrational or crazy decisions. Like, you know how people go and take other people's lives. Like, they don't think about the effect that they may have on the people around them or who they may have known.
Survival tip with Bree, one-on-one. If you're ever held at gunpoint or just, like, in a bad situation like that, you're supposed to start telling them stuff about your life so that you make yourself.
You've been held
personal.
At gunpoint before, Bree?
No, but that's what you're supposed to do.
That's what you're supposed to do.
What source you got that from?
That is what you're supposed to do, though.
What source
like, so
you got
start
that from?
Feel bad for you.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
I learned that from NCIS.
There's been people who done got shot on both of those shows, so.
But I'm saying, when they were held, the girl in Grey's Anatomy, she started telling them, I'm a mom.
Oh,
I have
you talking about Bailey?
Yeah. Mm. And then he would let her live.
So you're saying if I said my deepest, darkest secret to the man held me at gunpoint, I'm going to survive.
Like you're saying,
I have a family. I have so much going for myself. Like, I'm planning to do this.
They're
I already booked
a
trip to Aruba to go
world.
Visit my mom.
They're
going to
shoot
like,
me in the head and they're going to take all my money and run off.
No, sometimes they will, though, because it makes yourself seem more humanized. Because, like, now I'm just trying to rob
if you're just a random person, right.
They don't care.
They don't know you.
If you telling them that you are depressed and your mom is battling cancer and that you wake up every morning for this, that, and the third to put the food on the table for your kids.
Don't piss me off, Jamal.
To your point, Ryan, that what you was saying is just like, yeah, you know, you feel like you're going to be like, listen, sir, I'm a college student. I go to Florida A&M University. You know, I'm a part of BBLB. And
I'm the first black man in my family to graduate college with an engineering degree. I'm trying to get an engineering degree to help special needs individuals. Please, sir, please. Gonna pop me right in the head and say, I'm sorry. Right? Just like that.
Yo.
Take all or nothing I got and just go about his business.
All of nothing.
Yep. But that's all it's gonna be. I'm dead now, shoot.
Yeah.
Well, you can try it.
It's better than trying.
I'll give it a try. So if all else fails, you know that I trusted you.
Well, hopefully we're not held at gunpoint. Okay?
Yeah.
God
forbid. You know,
yes. Yeah.
We don't live that lifestyle on Millennials in Motion. We are all young, educated black people with great aspiring dreams and a good family and support system behind But yeah. Sonder, interesting. So this is something that I wanted to ask. When it comes to, like, you know, adapting to adulthood and living on our own, coming to college, just really, like, actually being an adult or adulting in general, what's been the hardest thing that you guys have had to adapt to or deal with?
People not being having mature conversations, I think. So I feel like I'm a very logical person and I think things all the way through, but then I'm dealing with a lot of people that just don't. And they'll make the situation 10 times worse because they don't think stuff through.
That's real.
Or they, like, just crash out immediately.
That is very real. Yeah. A lot of people haven't, like, one of the things that we don't practice enough growing up, I think, is, like, actually sitting down. Well, I can't say we, because everybody grows up differently, but some people have never taken the time to actually sit down with somebody and have a serious or mature or, you know, like, grown-up conversation or even uncomfortable conversations. So a lot of people, like, at times, you know, like, when bad things happen, you know how some people laugh. Mm-hmm. That's just because they don't know how to deal with.
They don't know how to properly react.
Exactly. So it's like a scapegoat response. Like, okay, this is all I know. So
yeah, it's like an instinct.
Yeah, like they can't help it. So it naturally, it comes the same thing when it's like mature conversations. Like, a lot of people just naturally avoid them, or will divert, or, you know, they can't really take it serious. So yeah.
So Bree, how do you go about those instances when you try to have a conversation, whether it's on a situation or topic anyways, and they're not giving you the response you're expecting or would like.
Well, ultimately, we just fall out. And I mean, it's nothing I can do about it. Like, I try to work it out, but the person will be so, like, angry that they won't sit to have a conversation. They just want to, F that girl, you know. But, like, they never want to figure it out. Mm. So, and I'm also not a person to chase and beg a person. I don't care. So,
there are individuals who you say don't try to expand their minds on what's being discussed.
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
Interesting.
Nala, what's your hardest thing you've had to come to terms with as an adult?
Me personally, I'm not sure. Some of y'all may know I'm an only child. So I'm...
A spoiled brat?
Okay. But it's just like coming to school and like... Okay, so I'm just... I don't even know how to explain it. It's really just like you have to become close with, well, you don't really have to become close with people, but like you do have to like have like friends and stuff. But I'm not gonna say like in high school, like back home, I was like a loner. Like I had friends, but like I live with people. That's like you completely different.
Yes,
like
yeah,
I grew up with
your own
everything
space,
is my yes, everything is mine. Like my own space, my own things. But like I don't like to share. Mm-hmm. And that was so hard for me to like realize, like having roommates and like being in a dorm, going to sleep next to somebody in my room is crazy to me.
Okay, so for me, I grew up with siblings, so like that's nothing.
I'm exactly
like,
okay. That's
and
what, like,
I grew up literally like it was at one point in time it was 10 of us in a 2-bedroom apartment because I was living with my cousins, so like yeah, six kids in the living room. I mean, not six in the living room. Six kids in our room, me and my brother's room, and two adults in the living room, and then my two parents in their room. I just always grew up around people, having to share, having to, you know, be mindful of the things that I'm doing when I'm living with people. But that is something that a lot of people don't have to deal with. And that's why I also feel like that's more of a woman thing. Like more girls fall out with their roommates than guys do.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
Yeah, I've heard some crazy stories when it comes
no
to
cap.
Women living together and the fallout. Like the fallout story, crazy. Mm-hmm.
You're really not supposed to be roommates with your friends. That's literally something.
Bree, you remember the story you told?
And that's crazy because me and my friends, we've been roommates for 4 years and we've been going great. We've been having the time
Ryan,
of our lives.
You said you had a fallout with your roommate, so
I did. Hopefully they don't listen to this episode. It's all love, but yeah.
So you're not gonna tell us?
Not on the episode.
Okay.
I mean, do I not
know this story? Like, what's?
I feel
why
like
everybody know this story except me.
I feel like you were in the midst of it because this was during the time when like your car, you didn't have a car at the time. So this was when I was living on Tharp Street.
When you was on Tharp Street.
Yeah.
Hey,
and
Tharp
this was
Street.
The time when I had to move to the whole nother apartment unit when they all left and moved and whatnot. That's how I moved on campus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole hoopla.
Were y'all getting evicted? I heard rumors.
No, we're not getting.
The treehouse lives.
No. I'm not gonna give my whole spiel out here for legal purposes, but just know I was gonna put up a fight regardless, okay?
The treehouse lives.
Things would have been said and true colors would have been shown, but nonetheless. We live to see another day. Amen.
Fight another day.
To fight another day, boys.
Survive in the treehouse.
Would you take the risk again?
No.
No.
Nah.
That the first time wasn't even planned, I'm not gonna lie. But
that was the first time?
Yes.
What are y'all talking about?
You had to work.
Oh, you weren't
there. We had a party at the treehouse. On the day of the pool.
This was like after three different lows.
Evicted?
Yes, it was swinging.
Yeah, our landlord was threatening eviction and calling the police and
what?
Terminating our leases when
up the treehouse, y'all.
Ryan,
oh my
you
god,
did that?
Ryan, you did, y'all. If y'all like, could see this video, treehouse.
Look at the video I got.
And there was people inside too.
Yeah.
It wasn't that many people. It wasn't that many people.
It was only going for 30 minutes.
How does she know?
She has cameras.
Does she sit and watch 24/7?
Yes, it has to be.
But we unplugged the Wi-Fi.
Oh, conspiracy with D.
Wait, what was your conspiracy?
I think somebody tipped her off, bro. Ain't no way.
Who tipped her?
I don't know.
Her landscaper, the dude I was talking to.
He was here?
The landscaper.
Y'all should have waited until he left then.
He's in town, but like, something not adding up, bro.
She has to be sitting there watching the cameras 24/7.
Any other time she don't, when we need her to watch the camera, she ain't watching the camera.
But y'all said y'all unplugged the Wi-Fi?
Huh?
You said y'all unplugged the Wi-Fi?
Yes.
So she couldn't have been watching the camera.
But she realized how drastically the cameras just came off.
So she texted like.
That's when she started texting.
Well, maybe
and
you
should have
been like power outage.
But the thing is as well too, people were already there before we got there. So she was able probably to roll back before the cameras caught off and see people were coming over there. And then her peoples were in contact with her. It was a whole lot of, bro.
Y'all didn't say that part, bro. Y'all was supposed to be the first ones there.
Next door neighbor.
By the time we established it, the traffic was already there. Mm-hmm. The traffic was already going. We didn't leave the last low yet, bro. Mm.
Dang.
Well, y'all shouldn't have told nobody to come until y'all got home first.
We should have, but listen.
We didn't want to lose the motion.
Listen.
Right. You got to be like, pull up.
People already went to three different lows before this, you know? So it was like, hey.
They talk about, where's the treehouse?
Wait, I got a question.
And for legal purposes, this is.
They went to a park.
This is not the treehouse or anything tree related.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Okay, my question is if y'all was having
the Greek house, really?
No.
Man. If y'all was having a pool party.
Miss Benz ain't listening to
If y'all was having a pool party.
I'm listening to that. I'm listening. I'm listening.
Jesus.
Why Studio B listening.
Because like, it got shut down at the party first.
So everybody at the park in bathing suits?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's not the first time it's been done.
They wasn't getting in the pool anyway. They was not worried about
every
that.
Every time there's a pool party, where am I?
You didn't see the video?
Well, I didn't make it to the pool either. I had on a t-shirt.
I got
to
show you after.
Every time there's a pool party, I'm always
at
work.
Bro, that park was
I remember
swollen.
One time it was a pool party and it was early. It was a pool party and it was early, so I got to go before work and I was having too much fun. I literally texted my manager and I was like, I'm sick. Like, I don't feel good. I can't come to work.
I'm telling y'all, mark y'all calendars, whole lot of red on the way.
What day?
Dang.
Well, I can't give it on the air. Guys, oh, I can't tell that story either.
Well, mark your calendars, another pool party. Well, another Bale Bad Boys pool party. BBLB.
Hit the bomb on that one, brother.
I already did.
Who on this live? Hold on.
Nobody.
Nobody. Nah, we lie. There's people on here, y'all.
No.
I promise we got motion, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
But,
we got motion.
Yeah,
slow
man.
Slow motion is better than no motion.
The YN's pool party on the way, man.
The youngins.
Bro, why Ryan acting slow right now, man?
The who?
But speaking of these organizations, I watched this TikTok video this past week, and it was like saying how the mayor of Atlanta has always been in D9. I think it was Alpha, and then it was AKA, and then the current one is a Delta. And I was just thinking, what if the real world really works like that? Like, there's secret elitist.
Oh, there is.
I know. That's my question for y'all.
Oh, okay.
Do y'all believe that there are like elitist societies of people, like, and that's how you get into power once you like graduate? Like, on FAMU's campus, there are not secret, but like, you could say that SGA and the people that win these positions,
you'll get the right places.
Right. Mm-hmm. In order to know the right people, though, you have to be a part of these organizations. So do y'all think the same thing translates into the real world once you're trying to get positions like senator, governor, president, even the CEO of your company? And I also heard that at FSU, they have this secret society. I forgot what it's called.
It's like a secret or something.
But I saw a TikTok about it, and they were like exposing how their stuff really does translate into the real world. Like, after that, you get those high positions because you were a part of these organizations on college. So, what are y'all thoughts about that?
I definitely agree. That's definitely a real thing.
I wouldn't put it past me, but I don't know. I've never really thought about that.
That's a real thing. If you guys look up Freemasons, that's the oldest fraternity in the world.
My grandfather was a Freemason.
Mm-hmm. A lot of important people that are in government, that are in NASA, just federal and big, like music industry. A lot of them are Freemasons, and it's funny because there's like the general side, and then there's like the dark secret side that they be trying to like conspire about on socials and YouTube and stuff. So look into that. But it's funny. I had a professor, and he was wearing the ring. And I knew what the symbol was already, but I just be liking to pick people's brains. So I had asked him, I was like, hey, what's that ring? And he was like, yeah, it's my fraternity. I'm a part of the Freemasons. And yeah, he was just telling me a little about it. And I was like,
How do you join?
Well, that's the thing. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
They come get you?
Probably.
Probably.
So is it like, I've never done no research on the Freemasons. I know a couple, but never really did too much on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a collegiate thing.
No. Not a collegiate thing. On Google, it says Freemasonry is a fraternal organization with roots in medieval stonemasons guilds, now focused on self-improvement, fellowship, and charitable work, with members believing in a supreme being. And if you look at the sign, it's like two rulers is what it looks like to me, at least.
What's that thing called? It's a ruler, and what is that thing called? Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. It's like two V's going up upside down.
Just look
on top of each other. And it's a G in the middle. But yeah, man, it was.
So is it male only? What's the female version of it?
Yeah, I believe it's male only. When was it founded? Let's see.
Y'all doing research like y'all trying to join.
I'm just a little curious.
It's called a compass.
If they rule in the world.
It's called a compass?
Compass.
Well, now yeah. I feel stupid.
Right. Yeah, it's just a drawing compass to make a circle.
Well, let me ask a further question. Do you, if you do believe these elitist organizations or whatever has the power to be in control of all these different things going on, do you feel like there's any primary organizations that are like, do you think there's like a hierarchy kind of like how it operates?
I think so.
For further your thoughts, brother, what do you think?
I definitely think so, just because like I wanted to spin back on what we was talking about before. Like, I feel like they're definitely a thing, but I don't know if they guarantee like these positions. I feel like it might assist, but like on the topic of there being like a hierarchy, I feel like that could come into place where it's like, okay, you know, there's people involved in these different ones, but then there's one that's like, you know, more successful than the other,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, you know, that one, you know, might be more of a guarantee at stuff.
And that even is evident on FAMU's campus. You have pipelines of stuff. People won't ever confirm that these are pipelines, but it's just like every single year, this organization is here, this organization is there. They breed people to take these positions. So
it says Freemasons was founded June 24th, 1717. It's a long time ago. And many of the United States founders, including George Washington, Paul Revere, John Hancock, Benjamin Franklin, were all a part of the Freemasonry. And the list goes on. But to answer your question, yes, indeed.
Hey.
Yeah, guys, that was season 3, episode 9 of MIM, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in once again to the best student podcast in Florida on the best radio.
Best podcast in the world.
In the world.
Baby, do your homework.
The best radio station, college radio station in the United States. If you don't believe me, look it up. It's a fact.
Merched.
We got the trophy to show it.
We do this. For real. But yeah, I want to give a shout out to R25 once again. You already know. R25, shout out to R25, man.
Shout out to the greatest, you know.
Tree, tribe to ever exist on FAMU's campus. And if you don't believe us, please
do your homework. It's a fact. Look it up on the internet, baby.
Do your homework. And yeah, shout out to the motion movers tuned in. Shout out to my family. And shout out to God. Yeah.
I'll say shout out to R25. Shout out to T44.
At R25, boy. Okay.
Shout out to T44.
I'm just kidding, guys. That's a little brother.
Control.
Shout out to everybody that's gonna take their capstone.
Woo!
Good luck to y'all. And shout out to spring semester, because this is the part, well, I don't know. Maybe it's because a lot of people, I don't know. I'm just going to keep out hope that it's going to get better, because I'm expecting darties and parties, but they're not here. I'm a little concerned. But I just,
it's still a little bit breezy.
But say, just to start warming up. Yeah. So
it was hot today.
It was very hot.
I got my shorts on today. But yeah, shout out FAMU.
Okay. Shout out to the trees.
Oh my God, man, them trees, they're just so inspirational. Love them.
Oh my gosh.
Please. Shout out to my sisters, because our birthday's coming up. It's next week. Shout out Kiana. She did my silk press and it looked real good.
Continue.
You about to get slapped. Yeah, shout out the crew. And yeah, that's it.
Well, shout out God, of course. Shout out R25, the best to do it.
R25!
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
Shout out to my mama. Shout out to my brother. Shout out to my father. Shout out to all my family, friends, and loved ones. Shout out to the Emotion Movers, the best people to do it, the best people to listen to the number one podcast, you feel me? And shout out to the crew.
Type.
And shout out D'Anthony, too. Shout out for our special guest for today. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Shout out D'Ant, man.
Yeah, I want to start off. Shout out to God. Shout out to R25. You know, big tree.
Oh, my God.
This is the last tree.
Yeah. Shout out to the MIM crew. I appreciate y'all having me here.
Woo!
Of course.
Shout out to guys, shout out loved ones, family, friends, you know.
Yeah, man. Well, we'll catch y'all on the flip side, on the rip side. Make sure you stay lit side. I'm drinking on this because I'm that fried. I lied. I don't get fried.
In the podcast.
No, we out. Yeah.
We out.
Oh, my God.